We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the WEEI studios, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. We're always live on the free Odyssey app.
If the guy you want is someone you don't have to use the second pick to take, how cute can you afford to get?
Not very. Two words. Be careful, Greeny. I sat there. Just this discussion alone gives me angst because I have been there. When you trade back and you go back two spots, Greeny, you better love two guys. And you could actually ask the team to say, hey, who are you taking? And at that point, there is usually honor where they say, hey, we're going to go take Jaden Daniels, and we love J.J. McCarthy, let's say. So I understand we'd rather have J.J. McCarthy and an extra second-round pick. That makes sense. But don't get too cute because all of a sudden, if you go back too far, hey, maybe New England gets a call that they can't refuse, and that would make me extremely nervous if I was Washington.
Oh, man. This is Mike Tannenbaum on Get Up about the idea of Washington trading back, but we'll apply it to the Patriots. We can get to that in a moment. Twitch chat reminded me of a good one that I had. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. I am very curious. I had forgotten this. This is 100% accurate. I'm very curious how anyone else would remember it unless you listen to ESPN Boston Radio on ESPNBoston.com with Jones and Drew Brooks a decade ago.
What happened to Drew Brooks?
I remember that show.
Do you?
I think he changed his last name to Carter.
Your show used to come on before my show.
Oh, that's
in New
true.
Hampshire. It was, we used to carry your show for like
was,
a year. Yeah.
It was simulcast in New Hampshire. That's true. Yeah. Maybe that's where this individual remembers it from. What happened to Drew Brooks? Good question. He was in Bristol for a while. I think he's back in Arizona. I could be wrong. Charles, I'm not sure I can pronounce the full name, but let's go with Charles in the Twitch chat. Jones asked David Ortiz if he ever found out what caused him to fail a PED test. I did ask that. I did an interview with David Ortiz. This is probably like 2012. It was a ESPN car wash where, you know, the subject just goes on every platform imaginable, and we had to have been the last outlet that was offered up David Ortiz. And so I asked him, I was like, hey, David, you know, you showed up on this list for PEDs. You said you'd get to the bottom of it.
And he was like, what?
He was did you ever get to the bottom of it? I'm sure I didn't ask it quite that well. I'm sure it was a much clunkier and much more
you
awkward.
You say it all. You know, you can do both.
I always do.
But
hey, David, everyone thinks you're on steroids. Crazy.
I was like, you know, you said you were going to get to the bottom of it. You said you were going to get an answer. Did you ever get an answer on that? And he legit, my recollection, Charles, back me up on this in the Twitch chat. My recollection is it was a phone interview. He handed it off to like the PR person. He like just ended the interview and handed the phone to the PR
person.
And
he just walked out?
Yes. And the PR person was like, David had to go. He had another interview.
Wow.
That's my recollection. Now, I'm not sure.
You're just such a special person.
I'm not sure I have that 100% right, but that is my recollection.
There is just something unique about you.
Why is that an unfair question? Just out of curiosity.
It's not an unfair question. It's just, it's interesting that you decided in the car wash to ask that. You know? I mean, this is somebody who's doing like 15 minutes hits with probably 8 different shows.
Yeah. I was trying to make a name for ESPN Boston Radio, which apparently it landed with one individual out there. So yes, that and John in the car is right. I got to walk
this
off there.
This is a classic case of you talking for clicks. Clickbait talk.
No, I definitely was. Amendola hanging up on me was. I understood that one a little bit more. I asked Danny Amendola about five different ways if he was soft. That one I got. I mean, I when I say I went back to the well on that one, I went back to the well a lot. I get Amendola hanging up on me. Ortiz, I think that was a fair question. And it's not like I asked him a bunch.
It's an unfair question.
It's not
just,
like I asked
wow.
him a bunch. I asked him, and my recollection is he handed it to the PR person. I also, while I'm thinking about this, they shut off my mic at the Celtics draft, Arcan.
Right.
When they drafted.
And you were about to ask, why did Rob Williams get in trouble
no,
in Texas, right?
No, yeah. I asked, and Ainge answered me, but they shut my microphone off. That was awkward. And I've also interviewed Brad Stevens and asked him how he felt about the nickname G. Willikers and the impression. Which he, to his credit, and he's been nice ever since.
I think he likes it.
No, he's, but he.
I don't care for it.
He said his wife thinks it's hysterical.
I remember that interview.
Yeah.
That was at the Jimmy Fund last year.
Well, no.
This was years back.
The old station. But I feel like that's still, it might have come up in the Jimmy Fund interview. Yeah. And so, his wife likes the impression.
He came into the Jimmy Fund interview being like, I'm ready to go to battle with you.
So, long story short, the better question for me is, what are my non-awkward interviews? I really, what are the interviews that go well is really the better question.
That's a good point.
And how many of those do I have? Let's go to Bread. Not many. So far,
Bread wanted none of your crap that day.
So far, let me tell you, Cora might be as like swimmingly as any interviews ever have gone. Scal started very awkward.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
That's true.
He loves you now. Hates
yeah, me and
he
him are good.
You.
I learned that I know ball.
No,
he's questioning.
You don't know
I'm
ball.
The hoophead.
He's questioning.
You're a hoophead.
No, Arkan's a hoophead. He knows now that I know ball.
You don't know ball.
We were arguing over something that he was very, very wrong about. It was his defense of Marcus Smart, I think. I mean, among other things. That's what we were arguing about.
It doesn't mean you know ball.
Is Adam with us today?
Well, I knew that.
That was
I knew
the
that.
Best.
Is Adam with us today?
As you're talking to him.
So, the better question is what interviews aren't awkward? what interviews?
And then he went and did that.
What interviews go
absolutely
well?
Absolutely dry.
when it comes to Scal ripping ass again, I forgot about that one. I never had anyone flag this. The Trent Baalke fart was something. Did you hear that, Ryan? Have you guys heard this?
No.
I've seen it's a thing. Let me see.
Okay. I've seen it in my feed, but I didn't stop and look at it.
I mean, you might have to scroll back through like 8 billion retweets, but it's in my Twitter timeline somewhere. Somebody sent it to me last night. Trent Baalke ripping ass might be worth playing.
we'll effort to figure it out.
No, if you could. Because Scal put a lot of effort into that one that you just heard. The idea of the Patriots trading back. Let me give you a quick
scenario.
Still
got a couple of days going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and go, excuse me, going through the phone.
He pardoned himself. Like, that's a man who didn't run from it. Did you hear that? Listen,
like, oh, baby.
Listen again.
Still got a couple of days going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and go, excuse me, going through the
too much fruit.
That one sounded like it came from an upset tummy.
No, that came from, I think the opposite. I think that came from somewhere deep.
That's what I mean, an upset tummy.
Well,
I think that came.
I can tell the material of chair he's sitting in.
That came from deep. That's like, that was a meal I had
got
left.
A couple of days going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and go, excuse me, gone through the final board yet.
Excuse me.
It started with his chest like, and moved downward.
No. That came from a meal he had last year.
Yeah.
Like, that was like something he ate in 2023. That came from deep.
Because, like, when you're talking and you feel one, brewing, you pretty much do whatever you can to try and keep it contained.
Yeah.
But he was like, I got to get this thing out of here. Like, you can hear he pauses.
No, he was trying to rip it.
No, I think he paused to rip it because he knew this is not going to work for me here.
You think he wanted to, he's Jim Tom Sula, just.
Let's hear it again.
Ripping ass in front of the media on purpose?
Yeah.
Still got a couple of days going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and go,
see, he paused.
Through the final.
Yeah, it doesn't mean he paused because he was like, I might poop my pants.
No, I think he paused to say, all right, I just got to let this thing rip.
I'm going after it all day, every day for the people.
And by the way, commonality, Dude Wipes has also reached out to the show. I'm not kidding. Wipes are on the way.
He sounds
to Tom,
sick.
Not to Tom Sula, to Baalke?
Trent Baalke. So if you guys want to, help out the station a little bit, push a little harder next time. Get a sponsor.
If he pushed any harder, he would have had to change his pants. That was that's the guy who traded for Mac Jones?
I think so.
Right? Trent Baalke's running the show there in Jacksonville? Nice job.
Still got a couple of days going through. Coach and I haven't sat down and go, excuse me, going through the final.
God. It sounds like it, like, boiled out of him, you know? Like a heater.
I'm telling you, that was prehistoric is what that was. That is like, you know, if you could walk onto the scene of Jurassic Park. That's what that was.
The water starts twitching.
Trembalki.
Life finds a way.
Trembalki's only 60 years old. That's much too young to just not have any control of your bowels in front of, in public. Like, that's much too young for that. You need to be, there needs to be a 7 in front of your age at least.
Yeah, he needs to take some time off.
Yeah, that was rough. But again, that's the guy trading for Mac Jones. He can't even control his farting. That's who traded for Mac. That's your last chance there, Mac, in the NFL. Speaking of awkward interviews. 617-779-7937. We can get into the trades for the Patriots. Or maybe not. It's a short-ish program today because the Red Sox start a little early in Pittsburgh tonight. So Keith will be taking over, call it 25 minutes from now. 5:40-ish is when pregame starts for the Red Sox. He'll take you up to Sox and Pirates here on WEEI. We'll get right into Megsplaining. What's coming up in Megsplaining, Mega?
Well, it's Friday.
Excuse me, guys.
Sorry, boys.
It's Friday. So we're going back to the relationship roundtable. We're going to give out some advice to listeners who are looking for some direction in their love lives.
Okay, let's start with not farting in the middle of the date. I would start with that. Arcan, with all the latest here in your trending.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.